Hello.
We are conducting a survey today. Your participation is voluntary, very important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. May I know what is your zip code?
What is my what?
Your zip code.
19119.
Thank you. And may I know, please, what is your year of birth?
46.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I can't remember. I have a little time remembering things because I'm on dialysis every day, so I forget sometimes. I'd have to go back and look at my voter card.
And this, not a problem, no worry. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm American.
Okay. And what is your race? A white, black, or African American?
African-American. Afro-American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you.
I'm registered Democrat, so I'm sure I voted Democrat.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
If I'm well, I will vote. If I'm sick, you know, I won't. I'm on dialysis on certain days. So if I'm on dialysis, I'm going to have to vote by mail.
Understand. And so you tell me that you're planning to vote in this upcoming 2024 general elections by mail if you're not able to go. But if you're able to go, are you voting in person?
Yes.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
They have all the power.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Now we like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel.
Feel favorable about what?
About the list of people that I'm going to read in a couple of minutes. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Donald Trump.
Do I know him?
You need to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are pretty warm and favorable towards these people.
No, 0. I'm not in favor of him. 0.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
10.
The next one is Kamala Harris.
10.
The next one is J.D. Bunce.
0.
Barack Obama.
10, if he runs.
Okay. Josh Shapiro.
10.
Tim Walz.
Who?
Tim Walz.
I don't know.
Okay. And Mark Kelly.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think are the most important issues facing your country today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. I'm gonna read the list to you. Immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, public safety, including gun violence, climate change and environment, rising cost of living, access to quality education, better transportation systems, affordable quality healthcare, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, abortion, affordable quality housing.
I can't remember all of them. All I know, one was the cost of living.
Okay.
Cost
of living. Do you need? I can read you the list again. No worries.
But I can't remember it.
Okay. Okay.
I could pick it as you read it. I'll say pass if I don't want it. One.
Okay. Sure. We can do that. The first one is immigration.
And what does that mean? People coming over here?
Yes. If you think that is an important issue facing your country today.
That we should have it stopped? That's what that means?
We just need to select the three of the...
Okay, then, since I don't understand that one, I'm not going to pick that one.
The question says, what do you think are the most important issues facing
right.
your country today?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the list says, the first one is immigration, then we have reducing racism and discrimination.
That's, yes, say that one.
Okay. The next one is protecting and expanding voting rights. The next one is public safety, including gun violence. The next one is climate change and environment. The next one is access to quality education. Then we have better transportation systems. The next one is affordable quality healthcare. Then we have access to good jobs. Then criminal justice and police reform. Abortion. And the last one is affordable quality housing.
Right. Hold on one second.
I know.